Welcome to another episode of Inside Out the Podcast with me, Gabby. I hope that you've been absolutely well, and I hope that you have been practicing your self-care and you have been taking good care of yourself overall. I also hope that the conversations that I've had in the past 2 weeks have shed some light into some of the struggles and challenges that we encounter as women in light of celebrating Women's Month here in South Africa. For this week, I am by myself. I do not have a guest, and I thought that we need to have a conversation on codependency. Usually when we talk about codependency, we speak about codependency in light of relationships, just like almost every other conversation that we have when it comes to setting boundaries and communications. We speak so much about intimate relationships and codependency, and we don't necessarily focus on codependency in friendships. And I think that it is such an important conversation that we need to have, because it exists in friendships. So for this week, I'm just going to chat a little bit about what codependency is in a friendship, and what are some of the signs of a codependent friendship, as well as what to do if you have a friend who is codependent on you, and what to do if you're a codependent friend, as well as what a healthy friendship looks like, because I think that it is such an important conversation to have. I might be generalizing, but I assume that codependency is very prominent in female friendships, and I think that it is such an important conversation to have. So let's dive in. So something happened mid-year this year that led me to the realization that codependency in friendships can absolutely exist. And I was going through a depressive period mid-year this year. And, you know, when you are in that state, you require support from the people that are in your life. And sometimes you need to be able to draw boundaries. I think I've mentioned in one of the episodes that I'm the kind of person that usually likes to keep to themselves and maintain a certain level of distance when it comes to my friendships. You know, I don't always talk to my friends. I don't always hang out with my friends, because that is how I maintain staying in touch with myself. And it's a weird setup, but it works for me. And whenever I need help or support, I know that my friends are there for me, and I know that they know that I am here for them should they require support. And being in that space, I kind of got to a point where I was leaning too much into support, you know, seeking support. And I think because I've been so self-sustained in terms of my emotional wellness, I was very cognizant of the fact that I may be becoming codependent. And this is what led me to the realization that codependency definitely does exist in friendships, and we don't talk about it enough. Friendships are very integral parts of our lives, and we do need close friendships, and they're very important. However, codependent friendships are so close that all boundaries have completely melted away. I did an episode on defining boundaries and how they define our personal limits, and they help us separate our own needs and feelings from other people's needs and feelings. And without having boundaries in friendships, friends become so enmeshed in one another, and then eventually they become dependent on each other. And basically, being enmeshed with your friend means that both of you have lost your individual identities to the friendship. You share opinions, emotions, major decisions, and needs. And it is impossible to engage in self-care if you are not in touch with your own needs and your own feelings. And I do agree that it is healthy to be able to depend on your friends. It is not necessarily healthy or sustainable to rely on one friend to meet all your needs all the time. In that kind of friendship, there is imbalance that is bound to play out, and burnout will eventually result in that kind of setup. So some signs of a codependent friendship is when one person always needs to be rescued. I must say that it's absolutely normal and healthy to sometimes require extra support from your friends. Maybe if you are going through a breakup or you have just lost your job, or in my case, maybe going through a depressive episode. But if one person always needs to be rescued, it may be a codependent friendship. And in that kind of setup, it lacks a true give and take dynamic. Another thing is if one friend spends a lot of time trying to fix the other friend's problems, that is usually the person who plays the role of the giver in a codependent friendship. They typically spend a lot of time and energy trying to fix their friend's problems, even at the cost of ignoring their own. And I think a lot of people also tend to think that that is being a good friend. But if you are neglecting yourself, putting other people before you, that isn't necessarily healthy, because in this kind of dynamic, the person that is the giver really receives the same attentive energy in return from the taker. Another sign of a codependent friendship is when you feel depleted after spending time with those kind of people. So usually in this instance, the giver friend often genuinely enjoys listening and helping out, and it can also feel really good to help somebody or to be understanding. And many people who tend toward codependency like to feel needed or that they are good people, you know. However, the reality is giving takes a toll on you, and you eventually start to feel emotionally drained after each conversation. One of the most glaring and obvious signs that you are in a codependent friendship is that you often put your needs before your own, or vice versa. I did an episode on self-care as well, and I did mention that you cannot give from an empty cup. You need to take care of yourself first before you can avail yourself to support other people. And you know, codependent friendships have a porous boundaries, so it's easy for one person needs to overrule the other, and it becomes difficult to even define where one person ends and where the other person begins. And another sign is if one person is upset, then the other person is upset too. You basically don't know how to protect your own emotions. And, you know, if one person becomes upset, like I say, that person experiences the same feelings, and the empathy is to the extreme, because your emotions then start to become dictated by the moods of your friends instead of coming from within. So if the above signs that I've mentioned have kind of made you realize that you might be in a codependent friendship, then here's what to do if maybe somebody is dependent on you. First things first, you know I'm big on self-awareness. You need to figure out how you got here. So if you realize that most of your friendship is dedicated to your friend's wants and needs and not your own, the first thing to consider is why you gravitated to the situation in the first place. It may maybe have to do with your sense of self-worth and maybe an underlying need to feel important or to feel good. However, it's often rooted in an old childhood family dynamic, and this can be very deep-rooted habit. So it may be helpful to have a professional therapist there to support you through this journey, or even listen to podcasts that shine a light on how to develop self-awareness. I did another podcast on how your attachment style affects your relationships, so I think you can definitely check that one out. It might be helpful. And another thing that is important is to practice putting yourself first. It is so important to establish boundaries, and it is an ongoing practice. See what it feels like to identify your own needs and wants and communicate them to your friend, and actually prioritize them. If the word no isn't on your vocabulary, then try saying it. I think I saw an interesting tweet. This lady was asking, what is it that you are teaching yourself at this point in your life? And this lady said that she's learning how to say no without having to explain it. You know, it's important to say no and not have to explain why you're saying no. It is enough. And I know when I was going through my journey of setting boundaries, it can be very scary because sometimes we fear that, you know, people might not want to be our friends anymore, or, you know, if we are not constantly overgiving. But even though it may feel like an affront to your friend to assert your independence from them, it's actually an act of kindness towards yourself and to some degree towards them, you know. Holding people accountable and giving them an opportunity to change is the more loving choice than staying quiet for the sake of the status quo. Another thing that may happen is that once you change your internal, it will start reflecting on the outside. You need to be prepared for a major shift. It is possible that the taker friend won't be as interested in the friendship once it becomes balanced. If the friendship is going to truly change, then both people have to get on board. So friendships that are codependent may not be sustainable if both individuals do not commit to understanding each other's needs for boundaries. Any relationship is not going to be sustainable if there aren't any boundaries. So it's very important that that is communicated, and also prepare yourself for a shift that might happen because of the change that you are instilling in that friendship. However, if your friend is a genuine one, then they'll be more than happy to adjust to a new, healthier friendship dynamic. And I think they'll even be excited about it because it means that they get to learn more about who you really are. Because the thing about not being able to send boundaries is that people don't get to really know you and your preferences, because you're always trying to be accepted and to please and, you know, to hide certain aspects of you. So there's a certain level of authenticity that will definitely come from a dynamic where boundaries are communicated and the friendship may take a different direction, which might be positive or negative. So if the signs that I've given you of what a codependent friendship looks like, and you realize that you're the codependent friend, then the first thing to do is to recognize the issue. Self-awareness is always the way to go. A codependent friendship can be turned into a healthy one, but the first step is to obviously, you know, be able to realize that there is a problem, even if the other person does not see it. The other thing is that you really can't control your friend's behavior, but you can control your own. So again, it goes back to boundaries. If you've realized that your friend is often giving more than they take, or that the friendship tends to revolve around you, then first understand that your friend may not think that there's anything wrong with that. Because what happens is we often take on roles that feel most comfortable for us, and your friend disappearing into their role may be something that they are not even aware that they're doing. Another thing is you need to learn how to take care of yourself, which is basically what this podcast is about. Healthy friendships don't require one person to be perpetually on call as a sounding board or a problem solver. You know, instead of over relying on your friend, you can practice boundaries by taking more responsibility for your own needs. There's so many ways that you can take care of yourself. You can journal, which is what I always suggest, and expand your support system, as well as practice solo activities. Learn to do things by yourself. Go on dates by yourself. Try and see what you enjoy outside of the setup of the friendship, apart from your friend. And you might find this shift difficult. And if that's the case, then again, seek professional therapy, or, you know, find podcasts that you can listen to in terms of going through this journey of learning how to take care of yourself. So another thing to overcome being codependent is to give more into the friendship and take less. You have to get into the habit of disrupting the codependent pattern by giving more and taking less. Perhaps you might ask your friend more questions about herself or himself, and making sure to inquire about how they're really feeling, you know. So it's important to learn as well how to recognize your very empathetic and loving giving friend is also giving too much, which I think is one of the signs of a healthy friendship, because then you genuinely are looking out for your friend and your friendship as well. And most importantly, you could let your friend know that you love and care about them even when they're not doing things for you. I think that is also an important reminder that you need to give to your friend, that they don't always have to be giving in order for you to love or to accept them. So with that being said, what exactly does a healthy friendship look like? So different from codependent friendships, healthy friendships actually have strong established boundaries, and it is a space where each person is aware of their own needs and desires, and they're also free to live their own lives. Oh my gosh, the freedom. And moreover, each friend trusts that the other person, you know, is able to take care of their own needs. And a true friend will never ask or expect you to sacrifice yourself in order to take care of them. I think that when friends can recognize that they have independent lives that are separate from the other and still have a warm, trusting connection that fulfills their need for connection and fun, then a healthier path for your friendship is absolutely possible. Healthy friendships don't require one person to stay in the giver role constantly. Instead, there is some sense of balance and a sense of turn-taking. So in any friendship, there will be times when our friends obviously lean onto us for additional support and care, but there will also be times when we need the same thing from them and they are willing to be able to give it. And the most important thing is that there's also accountability for both parties. So there is a course correction where if somebody is doing something hurtful to the other person, then it can be discussed and it can be resolved. I mean, it is a given that nothing is perfect, but when there is empathy and self-awareness in both parties within the friendship, then, you know, the friends can care for each other while also taking care of themselves. And I also think that we need to be a bit more intentional when it comes to our friendships, because I know that for a fact I've just been letting my friendships run on auto because, you know, it's like, I don't know, there's this crazy idea that we have about friendships not having to, you know, be worked on and not having to be cultivated. And I think that it's time we get rid of that notion that we don't need to work on our friendships, we don't need to set boundaries in our friendships. We become very tolerant in our friendships as opposed to in our relationships. And I think this is why I thought that it is so important for us to be cognizant of the fact that our friendships are just as important as, you know, the conversations that we have around codependency in relationships, because it is very real. And so many people are in unhealthy friendships because we think that, you know, that is how it's supposed to be and we just let things run on auto. So I really hope that this conversation has enlightened you in terms of what codependency looks like in a friendship and how you can actually work on that and cultivate a healthier friendship. Because if you are going through a process of internal change and taking care of yourself and putting yourself first, there is bound to be a shift that will result that will be the consequence of the change that you're undergoing internally. So I really hope that if you want this kind of friendship, send this to your friend, and, you know, maybe it's something that you can work on together and see how you can move forward in a healthy manner. Otherwise, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Please do not forget to follow me on Keabi_B, that is KEABI_B, as we'll also be having more conversations on my Instagram TV about such things, taking care of yourself and making sure that you are cultivating your well-being from the inside out.